What's up, everyone? Welcome back. Chris here, and you're watching Chris Does Crypto. Are you ready for some mind-blowing Cardano ADA news today? Because I've got something huge to share with you. Cardano ADA is absolutely on fire right now. Now, a lot of people would say crashing and burning, obviously with the market pulling back like it has, but funds are pouring in like crazy for Cardano ADA. We're talking about a massive 300% increase. That's right, 300%. The bulls are taking charge, and it looks like a total game changer. But that's not all. We're deep diving into Cardano ADA's price prediction for August 2024. Is Cardano ADA about to hit the moon? Let's find out. Stick around because we're about to break down everything you need to know. Hit the like button, subscribe, join the free Discord. Let's go. So we're going to start here. Cardano skyrockets 300% in funds inflows as the bulls take charge. Now, looking at CoinMarketCap, which we'll come on to in a moment, you probably don't really see this. So really interesting to sort of deep dive into. So Cardano sees explosive 300% surge in funds inflow as the Chang hard fork nears. According to the latest CoinShares weekly report on crypto-related ETF inflows, another $245 million were added to the market just last week. And as things stand, the year-to-date figure is positive, starting at $20.48 billion. As always, Bitcoin, the largest cryptocurrency, led the way last week with several ETFs from majority financial institutions such as BlackRock and so on, right? Over the past 7 days, these investment vehicles have seen inflows of over $519 million, which is literally 97.9% of all money that has flowed into the crypto-related investment products over that period. So look, this is really interesting. And you can see the chart here. We've got inflows by assets, US million dollars. So you've got Bitcoin, 515 week inflows. Ethereum has seen minus 284.9. Some people might be concerned about that, but I think that's just a sell the ETF news event. And I think we will see that rebound and become positive. Multi-assets are seen 8.7, Solana down 2.7. Now, Solana is doing really well when it comes to, you know, the price discovery from a, you know, a standard perspective, direct asset ownership. But in the inflows for the ETFs, it's, or ETPs, it's not looking quite the same. Really interesting to see that. We've got Cardano, again, up there at 1.2 million weekly inflows. So looking quite positive, but nowhere near the levels of Bitcoin and so on. So yeah, look, I think there's a lot of positivity around Cardano at the moment. But let's have a look at price predictions. These are the two things that I've promised you in the intro. So we're going to get into those. We've got some really cool stuff to also cover off, particularly for Solana. So stay tuned for that for sure, because there's a lot of alpha and you can get even more alpha in our free Discord. Link in the description of the video. Absolutely free to join. Definitely worth immersing yourself in our community, having more meaningful conversations with both Nick, myself, and our community over at Cheeky Crypto. So Ripple XRP and Cardano ADA price predictions for August 2024. These aren't my predictions, but let's delve into them. I do think that XRP and Cardano and the rest of the altcoin market are going to do really well in August. I think we're going to see a bit of a pullback before we see probably a new all-time high for the likes of Bitcoin. Maybe in August, we'll see, right? I think in the lead up to a Fed pivot, we're going to see some really interesting prices. So yeah, look, this is really interesting. We've got the 50-day simple moving average, SMA, is at 50¢ 4074 for XRP. And then we've got 200-day SMA is higher at 0.543412. The 14-day relative strength index, the RSI, reads 62.14, showing a neutral to slightly good mood. So really interesting. But the long-term view for XRP as an asset is hopeful. Price is expected to reach 0.89895 by 2025. And that is something that is really interesting for me. But look, Cardano, very similar. The 50-day SMA is at 0.406281, 200-day SMA at 0.509752, a 14-day RSI of 48.68, showing neutral market mood. Long-term predictions for Cardano are good, with price, you know, set to reach 83 cents 2535 by 2025. So really, really interesting stuff. But look, we're looking at, you know, some potential gains for both assets in August. So Cardano by the end of July, what we got here. So to sum it up, XRP and Cardano look good investments in August. Experts expect XRP to hit about 72 cents and ADA to reach 47 cents by the end of August. And I think these are really interesting numbers, but you can let me know, do you agree with these numbers? Do you think that we're going to see a 72 cent XRP by the end of August and a 47 cent price prediction for Cardano ADA? Really interested to get your views and opinions on that. I think ADA, you know, is likely to do it. And it's mainly because we have the Cardano node V9.1.0 release. And key features for the Chang upgrade. For me, this is going to, you know, clear up some of the bugs and, you know, again, just make some really big efficiencies. So the team has released the node V9.1.0, which includes enhancements, bug fixes, and the Conway Genesis file to facilitate the Chang transaction. So really, really positive stuff. If we have a look at the crypto market, we're down 2.91% at the time of recording. The total market cap of crypto stands at $2.39 trillion. I am expecting and forecasting this to be over $10 trillion by market cap, the entire, you know, crypto space, you know, very, very, you know, soon towards the top of the market. It's going to be really, really interesting after the Fed pivot, of course. We got Bitcoin at $66,499.70, down 4.54% in the past 24 hours. So some buying opportunities are definitely there. Let's move on. We've got Ether ETF, and this is something that we do want to have a look. Could open the floodgates for Solana ETFs and crypto products, according to analysts. This is something that I've talked about and forecasted for some time. Before the Bitcoin spot ETF went live, I did say to expect an Ethereum spot ETF, to expect a Solana, a Chainlink one, an XRP one, and so on. It definitely opens the floodgates. It's definitely something that we're going to see, in my opinion. I do think that it's inevitable that we see some really, really tremendous you know, products for these altcoins come to market. Altcoins are the biggest opportunity in crypto to make generational level wealth. You know, you don't get into Bitcoin, that's a store of value. You know, you really need to be finding good projects in the altcoin market. Solana has soared 35% this month. Four experts are on where it's going next. Now, I'm not going to get into what they're saying because I met with the president of the Solana Foundation. So I'm going to give you some alpha on this video about what they're saying and their thoughts are. So yeah, look, I think that it's interesting to see where Solana is right now and, you know, to really think about where it's going. Now, I've mentioned before that I have concerns around the fact that it's just meme coin city, but there are some real world utility projects starting to come to life on the Solana blockchain. You know, we've got ID, decentralized ID protocol, you know, again, you know, already providing digital residency through Solana. I think this is, again, really, really positive. And, you know, I think these are the sorts of things that I want to see. Solana has also flipped Binance coin, BNB, to become the fourth biggest cryptocurrency. Again, really bullish stuff. And then we've got Solana beats Ethereum in weekly total fees for the first time. So there's a lot of positivity around Solana right now. And obviously, I wasn't one of the biggest fans of Solana. You know, it had a lot of downtime and so on. But, you know, actually, it's looking like a really strong project with, you know, a lot of potential for gains for investors. So for me, a lot to consider when it comes to Solana. And, you know, from inside Solana, what I would say is there is real belief that it will eventually flip Ethereum. Now, how does it get there? Well, that'll be for my next video, where I'm going to talk through, can Solana flip Ethereum, and will it, in my opinion? So we're going to dig into all of that in the next video that'll be out tomorrow. So subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell. You don't want to miss that video, because there's going to be a heap load of predictions. And look, true alpha, right? Direct from inside Solana Foundation. So, you know, stay tuned, subscribe, join us in the free Discord. You don't want to miss the opportunities that crypto is putting right in front of your eyes. Thanks for watching. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next one.